audio boomerangs. I hope you're all faring well, and if by some foul mischance you happen to dwell in this part of the world, God save you, I hope you're not withering away in the heat. This is the hottest week of the summer in this part of Kanuckistan, so temperatures are supposed to soar to between 35 and 40 degrees Celsius every day this week. I kid you not. Erg. I can feel myself wilting at the very thought. Oh no, I'm melting! I'm melting! But there is good news. All is not yet lost.
Ooh, this hot summer has got me down. You can fry an egg on the street. Heat waves are wiggling on the sidewalk. Cops are dropping like flies on the beat. I need a new lover to take me in, protect me from this humid air. Be you from Brooklyn, Staten Island, or Queens, I don't care. It don't matter kind of loving you're into, or how big your apartment might be. All you need's an air conditioner, and you're the man for me.
Well, folks, I happen to have an air conditioner. Woohoo! My father managed to install one in my bedroom window yesterday with great difficulty. Much cursing and frustration ensued, I can tell you. But my windows are quite nice. But the problem with them is that there's only one screen, but the panes of glass are divided, so the windows open on either side, and then the panes of glass meet in the middle. So it's nigh impossible to fit anything in there. My dad had to take out the whole screen, and then once he got the air conditioner in and braced with a number of objects that he found throughout my flat, including some stuffed animals, he had to duct tape the crap out of it and the window in order to create a seal to prevent air from coming in. So when the air conditioner is taken out, I will have massive amounts of duct tape to dispose of, and then I'll have the lovely job of trying to clean all the sticky marks off the window. Yay. But I'm very grateful that I have air conditioning, because this week is going to be dreadful. Now, the problem with it, there always has to be a problem, doesn't there, is that it kicks on and off at frequent intervals. My dad has it on this automatic setting, and I don't know how to change that because the air conditioner is digital, so I wouldn't have any clue what it would be doing. So when the temperature reaches 70 degrees Fahrenheit, the air conditioner kicks off because it thinks it's high enough. But then when the room temperature decreases to a low point, the air conditioner will kick back on. Now this is fine during the day, I have no problem with that then, but at night, when I'm trying to sleep, it's really loud, and it startles the crap out of me every time this thing kicks back on. So I'm woken out of whatever sleep I might have gotten. So last night, I had to turn it off, because I just could not sleep. And then I couldn't sleep from the heat. So, as my dear grandmother would say, you can't win for losing. But at least I can turn the air on during the day, and that'll help with the worst part of the heat. Anyhow, I did not come on Audio Boom to discuss the merits of air conditioning, or lack thereof. I actually came to relate the passing of a good friend of mine from church. I had no idea until today that she was even ill, because nobody tells me anything. Seriously, I'm always the last to know these things. I found out today, in fact, that another friend of mine, who had been absent from church for some time, and about whom I was beginning to really worry, was away because she'd had an operation on her colon. I actually had intended to call her or email her, but then I never got around to it, simply because of the hecticness of moving and trying to organize all my stuff and get settled here. I think she's okay, though, thank God. My other friend, who passed away, though, of course, is not, and I feel really badly for her family, because she wasn't that old. She was only in her 40s or possibly her 50s. Anyhow, her name was Dereth Thomas. How Welsh can you get? And yes, she was Welsh. In fact, when she first introduced herself to me, I said, "Oh, I love your name." And she said, "Well, yes, I'm Welsh. And it means of the oak in Welsh, and it's very unusual." And I said, "Well, yes, I know. I said, I actually have a fondness for all things Welsh." And then I, of course, had to proceed to explain my Gwenllian moniker and the reason behind it. So we had that in common. But Dereth was one of the people that went out of their way to make me feel welcome when I first began attending that church. She would always make sure I had a drink, be it coffee or lemonade, depending upon the season, or a place to sit. And if all that was already provided by someone else, she would still come over to me and say, "Hi, how are things going?" And make sure I was okay. And I really appreciated that, both as a newbie and then later on, that she really seemed to care and made herself amenable to me. So, rest in peace, Dereth. You will be very much missed, not by me, but by many people, I'm sure. I'm going to do some phoning around and see if I can discover the nature of her illness. It was quite a shock to me when I heard her death announced in the church service today. In fact, silly me, I burst into tears, and then wouldn't you know it, this was the one day when I didn't have any tissues with me. Oh, how embarrassing. Oh, dear. Anyhow, in other news, I am currently watching the TV miniseries of The Stand that was made back in the 90s, and I have to say, I am thoroughly impressed. Of course, Stephen King himself wrote the teleplay, so that means that, of course, the miniseries was very faithful to the book, or as faithful as it could be. Of course, there were a lot of details in the book that could not be included in the miniseries because of time constraints, but all the necessary elements are there. All the events are recorded faithfully in order, and the cast is excellent. They're all pretty much portrayed as I had pictured them, with the exception of Tom Cullen. He's a bit different than I thought. The woman that plays Mother Abigail is splendiferous. It's the only word I can think for her. So I played Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult at the beginning of this boo for a couple of reasons. Partly because A, it's the theme to the miniseries, and also B, because some of the lyrics were used as an epigram at the beginning of the novel. Now, some people see that song as an advertisement for suicide, or possibly murder-suicide, but I don't see it that way at all. I take it as an homage to eternal love. I think it's saying that even death cannot separate those who truly love each other, and that's why we shouldn't fear the Reaper. So I truly believe that I will see Dereth Thomas again one of these days when I climb up Jacob's ladder. Anyhow, sorry, I'm getting maudlin, so I shall stop now and bid you all a very fond farewell.